Earth and Sky.
There is no area on Earth that is immune from the effect of carbon dioxide.
You're listening to Moosh Shaheen, senior research scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California. He's talking about research using an instrument called the Atmospheric Infrared Sounder, AIRS, that works aboard NASA's Aqua satellite. AIRS tracks carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas known to be causing global warming.
We can look at the carbon dioxide emitted from Asia, moving across the Pacific to North America, where we add more carbon dioxide to it, and then it moves across the Atlantic to Europe. We see it going around and around.
Shaheen said AIRS also tracks water vapor, which he called the planet's most potent greenhouse gas. He said warming global temperatures mean more evaporation from the oceans. This water vapor gets stored in Earth's upper atmosphere, heating up the Earth even more.
If the carbon dioxide is causing a global warming, say, of 1 degree, the resulting water vapor in the atmosphere will multiply it so that the net effect of the carbon dioxide and the water vapor is like 2.5 degrees, not just one.
I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.